أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, we've been looking at the Quran. And you know what? If you mention the Quran, there's this mental image of a paperback or a hardcover rectangular book in Arabic, which at most is embellished or may contain transliteration and or translation into another language. Today, maybe you will look at all the apps we have, which have the Quran on them, and maybe we can search through them. But for most Muslims, the Quran seems inaccessible. It's distant historically, culturally, and linguistically. It sort of seems inapplicable to everyday life. And the sense of distance from the Quran is as much a function of religious education as it is of the ancient nature of the text itself. I remember reading somewhere when someone once said that although all Muslims revere the Quran and believe it to be the word of divinity that will take them to their personal best or full potential, it's like a software license. Nobody actually reads it. They just scroll down to the bottom and click, "I agree." The Quran is not inanimate. It's the living word of divinity. It's an interactive, it's a contextual document. Only 10% is legislative, about 500 verses. 90% are there to inculcate morality, the ethical attributes of God consciousness. You know, he says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhannas, O human beings, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. Indeed, we have created you from one man and one woman. Wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu. And we've made you into different tribes, communities, so that the diversity is recognized. You recognize, you appreciate diversity. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. But the most honored with God is the one who is the most God conscious. So now imagine this book, which answers all your questions. It allows you to reach your full potential in every aspect of your life. It guarantees you Jannah. And it's a book that will provide you with solace, with answers in difficult and confusing times. All you have to do is read it, to internalize it, to follow its directives and make your heart a home for it to live in. The science and understanding an interpretation of the Quran has occupied the best of Muslim minds throughout the ages. And these fruits of labor are contained in the literature of what's called tafsir. But the challenge was to make this wisdom accessible to one and all by translating it into the contemporary everyday language. Now let's start. See, recitation and memorization are essential because they're tools of preservation. They ensure the continuity of the original text. But there's a need to engage with the Quran and to be able to access its guidance. When we first embarked upon the journey of Quran City, we were challenging the norms. And as I mentioned yesterday, the inspiration was the dua Sayyidah Asiya, Rabb, build for me a house with you in Jannah. And to me, it meant investing in real estate in Jannah. And when I looked at the Lego that the kids had played with over the ages, something just made me build a city. And thus the city came up. Now, a city is made up of many different elements that work with each other. Together, they form the city's personality. They organically work together and are interlocked together. So when we looked at the city, we knew it was a city which would never downsize or never grow. It will only always have 114 buildings whose heights would represent the number of verses in each chapter. The 114 surah or chapters are broadly divided as Makki or Madani. Those that were revealed before Hijra are known as Makki, and those revealed after Hijra are known as Madani. Hijra is when the Prophet moved or migrated from Mecca to Medina. Now there's 86 Makki chapters and 28 Madani chapters. The Makki chapters focus mainly on belief or the why of religion, the oneness of God, the guidance, the accountability. Makki chapters lay the foundation while the 28 Madani chapters look at life laws, whether they're civil or legislative, and they're generally long ayat, but they beautify the Makki chapters. So in Quran City, the Makki chapters have yellow roofs, and the Madani chapters have green roofs, basically because the dome of the Prophet is green and the embroidery on the Kaaba is yellow. It was as simple as that. So in a nutshell, for today, we have Quran City, 114 buildings, 86 are Makki, 28 are Madani, and the height of these buildings is proportional to the number of verses, the number of ayat in each of the chapters. We will continue looking at Quran City as we go along.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.